91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about, what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Maria Jose Franco. Hi, Maria Jose.
Hello.
Welcome to KXCI.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you do at the U of A?
I will be a junior this upcoming fall at the University of Arizona. I am studying molecular and cellular biology, and I am currently working in Dr. McAvoy's laboratory.
What are you doing in the lab?
We do research on rhabdomyosarcoma. It is a type of pediatric cancer that affects connective tissues such as muscles and bones. It is a rare form of cancer, and it is also one of the most devastating types of pediatric cancer because they have low survival rates. And unfortunately, this has been the case for rhabdomyosarcoma for over 30 years. So we are interested on the molecular mechanisms that occur in the cells and drive the formation of these tumors. If we know the molecular events, then we can potentially develop effective targeted therapies for these children in future studies.
By studying molecular events, how do you do that?
We have analyzed rhabdomyosarcoma tumors, and we have found that these tumors have few genetic mutations. This is very important because cancer is usually regarded as a disease that is caused by several mutations. And so because it is very unlikely that few genetic mutations induce cancer, we think that mechanisms that are beyond the level of DNA are responsible. These mechanisms are known as epigenetic mechanisms, and what they do essentially is they can turn on or they can turn off genes that can induce cancer. In this case, it could be activating genes that are known as oncogenes, and this could confer the cells the ability to keep reproducing excessively. Or they can also turn off genes known as tumor suppressors. And as their name suggests, these genes are responsible to prevent the formation of tumors. You can think of your DNA as a recipe. And so at the cellular level, you can think of genes that have the instructions to make proteins. But imagine that in this recipe book, you also have recipes that have instructions to make intermediate products. These intermediate products at the cellular level are known as long non-coding RNAs. These are the cancer-causing genes that we are investigating. We think that these structures are part of these mechanisms that we think are going to certain genes and activating them or silencing them.
When you go into the lab, what's a typical day like?
I mostly do experiments with human rhabdomyosarcoma cell lines. I work with a modified version of a virus, and I give these cells this virus, which will allow me to eliminate that cancer-causing gene that I want to deactivate in order to eliminate the cancer. That is my objective.
What are your plans for the future after you graduate?
After I graduate, I want to become a physician scientist, and I want to conduct research in pediatric leukemia.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do. I listen to a lot of Spanish music, and I also listen to pop songs in English. Bands like One Republic, there's also a rock and roll band known as Skillet. I like them as well. I also like artists like Ariana Grande.
Thank you so much for coming by KXCI today.
Thank you for having me.